Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Ding, ding, round two. What's happening, people? Welcome to the Genre Banter podcast. Bonus podcast with the one and only Aaron McCann. Say hello,
Aaron. Whoa, what's happening?
Let's get this over with real quick. The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis. Right about you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul. Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Fuck you. That's the best intro of all time. This is the first time ever you've come down here, impromptu, as you said before.
Yeah.
So what happened was you were on the old, what do you call it, the fucking...
273?
The tombstone, or what do you call it, the fucking coffin ship?
Yeah, it's the closest thing since the famine to a fucking coffin ship.
I'm just testing the levels here. Say something again there.
Hello.
Oh, there we are, back
there
in
we
business.
Go.
Yeah, and then you were like, I'm coming through your neck of the woods, and I was like, just get off, and I whistled and said, just get off, and we'll do a podcast, so here we are.
And I did?
I'm not drinking, though, like, usually these descend into, like, 2 day, like, we get blocked, and then everyone's too hungover to fucking...
Do anything, yeah, you don't get any
leave anyone home or anything, I was like, let's just fucking, this is us now the whole time. How did you bend yours towards you?
Like, push that thing there. Look at the side. There you go.
We're rocking the... This is giving me shit. Right
working
now.
With brand new equipment. I've managed to work it by accident. There you go. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So we're rocking the brand new gear, which is very fucking noisy right now. Got two new mics. Got a power pack running into the old H6N. So this is it. Full noise. Is that loud enough? I feel like, do we need more gain on that or something? Testing. Say something, Aaron.
Testing.
What a shit show this has fucking become.
You're getting the full experience here.
Yeah, this is us trying to figure out, well, me trying to figure out kit I just fucking bought. Jesus Christ. Piece of shit. So yeah, there'll be no drinking this time. You're in the middle of exams, Aaron.
Yeah.
How long have you not drank for?
Like, it's coming on 2 months now, I think. Like, I haven't touched booze in 2 months. It's so fucking depressing. Like, I know it probably
it feels like longer for you, but it feels like about 2 weeks ago that you were like, oh, I'm off the drink. But it's actually been 2 months.
Yeah.
Are you doing this for your parents, or are you doing this for yourself, Aaron?
This here?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, because when I drink, I just become so fucking lazy. So, like... I think I left it so late. It was my own fault because I left everything so late this year that I've just had the standard like cramming process that I've had to basically finish a whole year's work in like 3 weeks. So I can't actually afford any fucking like full days off from being hungover.
Yeah.
So I've just kind of stopped drinking until I get all this shit done.
I was just thinking the other day, like when people say they're revising, when they're in uni, it's like you're not revising at all. Revising would be reminding yourself of something that you know.
Uni is actually a pile of shit. Whereas it's actually a pile of shit.
Revision over here is like, I'm revising, and by that I mean I'm trying to learn for the first time what I was supposed to already fucking know.
Yeah, because what happens at uni is, right, you go in, and my course is 4 years. So first and second year, they tell you at the very start.
Your course could be 4 hours, and you'd be
yeah,
done.
Yeah, exactly. Like so there's first and second year, and they pretty much tell you at the start, they're like, yeah, like these years are... You know, you're supposed to get into the swing of things and, like, obviously apply yourself, but they don't count towards your degree. So as soon as they say that, everyone just switches off and nobody gives a fuck. Nobody shows up to classes. Yeah. You're just basically enrolled in something. And then third year...
Especially when you're in Jordanstown, which is a fucking waste of time.
Yeah, because you have to get the bus out there. So if you're hungover, it's more of an incentive not for you to go. Like, but then third year, you have a placement And then that's when you work for a company that's related to your degree. And then you realize, oh, fuck, like, I actually hate my degree. Like, I hate the work that's entailed in it.
Where did you work?
The Irish News.
I just remember you said to me one time, like, they're making me take their radio show, whatever show it was, turn it into an MP3 and put it up as a podcast.
Yeah.
And you're like, you put it up and it gets, like, fucking six listens or something.
And they used to go crazy at me for, like, not having, like, deadlines met for podcasts being uploaded. And I was like, nobody's going to listen to a fucking full radio show in Northern Irish radio. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Nobody's going to listen back to that shit. So,
which ironically is weird because we're doing a podcast right now. But,
yeah, but we're not playing fucking, we're not playing LA Golden every fucking 40 seconds.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? So, it's I know, I did.
I did Cool FM this morning. And I was expecting him to be like, do you want to hear any tunes? But they don't even give a shit. He's just like,
yeah,
blah, blah, we're going to a break, and just plays a thing.
Yeah.
There's no even like, here, up next is whatever.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm just going to fucking hit go on the playlist that we're paid to play, basically.
How'd it go? All good?
Yeah, it was all good. Just talk the usual shit. The usual, like, how'd you get into stand-up? And feeling's very brave. Do you have to be brave to do that?
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, stupid is fucking a better word.
So it's out there now? Your big announcement's out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ulster Hall, 16th of December.
Yeah. Unreal.
I'm just thinking about all the fucking promo work I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You got plenty of time yet for that shit.
Plenty of time, bitch.
They haven't seen the poster though, have they?
No, not yet.
The poster is going to be fucking sick.
Got a poster designed and it's gonna be painted by Dean, aka Visual Waste.
Uh-huh.
We don't know where we're painting it yet, but the poster is gonna be a photo of the actual thing.
Yeah, it looks cool.
The show's called General Banter, and you know that's what it is.
Yeah,
general fucking banter.
Unreal.
Might get a band on stage.
That'd be amazing.
Might have, you know, four or five slabs of 24 beers at the end. Throw them out of people.
Dave Chappelle's block party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Colin Geddes' block party.
Blocked party? Oh! There you go.
Well, when I know what your fucking thing is going to be called, your Mandela Hall shit.
Yeah. That was the reason I was to get off this bus today, was to so we could come up with that little bit of fucking genius there. Blocked party, that's unbelievable.
Armin Khan's blocked party.
Yeah.
Will people get that joke?
See, I don't know. Like, I don't know if like people my age are that into Chappelle. You know, unless you're actually properly diehard into comedy.
Fuck's sake.
But no, I'm doing Mandela Hall. This is the first time I've said this. I'm doing Mandela Hall on the 30th
Big
of November.
To all nine people listening to this.
30th of November. So that's it's my first hour that hasn't been in OMA. Where it's been everyone I know, pretty much. So this is going to be in Mandela Hall, Belfast.
Wait, when is it? November?
November, yeah.
I wait till it's October and you're like, bus is running from Sally's. You still know everybody?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a good crack. And I'm also, you know, it's Buckfast That Young, because that's the show.
Not anymore, it's Block Party.
Block Party, yeah. So, like, I wanted to do, like, a show. And then have everyone afterwards just go out somewhere. So I think I'm in talks with a couple of nightclubs about doing something after. Like, nothing mad or anything. Just like, just if you have a ticket to the show, you get it for free or whatever.
What nightclubs are we talking?
Well, just my personal favourites. Like, a la Thompson's. And,
it's just called Thompson's.
Fuck, I love Thompson's.
A la Thompson's.
A la Thompson's.
A la! What day is the show on? What day is the show on?
The show's on a Thursday.
Oh,
so,
shit. What's on there on a Thursday?
Well, what's it called? Switch or something? I don't know, fuck. See, Thursday isn't really like a mad night for people in Belfast, so it'll be good to throw this out.
It used to be.
Yeah?
Thursdays were big nights everywhere. Now, you can't get a fucking Thursday.
Yeah, no, Thursdays is a kind of weird night to go out now, like.
Dead fam, pure
well,
dead.
Well, I think, anyway.
Let me play this clip of this motherfucker. I heard this earlier, and I was fucking pissing myself. This sounds like a stubborn kid who just never changed, right? This is John Daly, the golfer. What do you hear this?
You smoke up to 18,000 cigarettes a year, and that was calculation you had in your book, just based on 2 to 3.
As we stare at this man, he's wearing a Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, he's wearing a badass
like leisure suit type thing.
Yeah, fucking hell.
And he looks like Jay Leno walked into a beehive. Doesn't he?
Packs of cigarettes a day.
He does not look well.
Yeah, I don't know if you're still smoking that much, but how long have you smoked that much for?
I started smoking when I was 19. I smoked for almost 29 years. I smoked about the same as the book, two and a half packs a day. But at that time, I'd start
50 fags a day.
Jesus Christ.
Smoking that much. Before that, I was only smoking maybe a pack and a half.
Any desire to stop?
No.
None?
You have to have respect for, you know, like, the guy's obviously a very talented golfer.
Yeah.
But he's a pile of, you know what I mean? Like, there's people like, I'm sure, like, Rory McIlroy's out there fucking doing his deadlifts and his cardio and eating well.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker's just eating figs.
Yeah, he went in the fast lane.
Yeah.
So you've also calculated that you drink upwards of 515 gallons of Diet Coke a year, and
my
that
guy
was based on drinking 15 cans of Diet Coke a day, and it might have lessened some, but how do you even consume that much soda in a day?
I used to drink anywhere from 12 to 20 Diet Cokes a day.
How the
fuck?
I went to McDonald's 3-4 times a day. To me, they always had the best fountain Diet Coke. I don't know, because I don't drink water.
Jesus Christ.
Savage.
Holy fuck.
I love what he said. Yeah. Professional athlete, like top of the fucking upper echelon golfers.
15 cans cola a day.
I don't know if you know about that, but I don't drink water. I'm not a fucking pussy. I'm not out there wasting my time drinking water. Coca-Cola is water. Okay. Suck my dick.
I hate water. I cannot stand to drink water.
You don't drink water at all.
No, Rich Beam and some of the guys, they call me the Camel because I don't drink water. I never drink water on.
How often did you?
That guy is gonna have, just an eruption of a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah, he's gonna die. Nobody's gonna be surprised.
Quite a bit, you know. Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, all of them.
And what's quite a bit?
I used to be able to eat like two Big Macs, two or three cheeseburgers, chocolate shake, or regular Coke back then, you know, before I started drinking Diet Cokes.
What the fuck?
I used to be fucking hardcore with the full fat Coke, but then, you know,
this guy's way too much of a rock star to be a golfer.
I know, but
you shouldn't be that much of a badass when you're a golfer.
He's like Lemmy from Motorhead, you know, it's like he's telling these stories of like, I just had fucking 20 bottles of fucking Jack Daniels and then a fucking, you know,
yeah,
just complete savage.
Yeah.
But he's a golfer.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all. Even like his whole, like he's fucking literally wearing an American flag jacket.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the shitty fucking lifestyle that he leads, but he's a golfer. I don't get it at all. Does he still, play golf,
I'm
obviously,
sure
no?
He still does play, yeah.
Seriously?
John Daly, yeah. 2016, June. Yeah. But like, there should be a statue of him somewhere. He like, some people say Captain America.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't give a fuck, is absolutely loaded, wearing an American flag jacket, and eats only, like, the biggest, most, like, world-dominating American products.
Yeah.
I don't drink water. I drink Diet Coke like a fucking gentleman, and I eat 15. Like, just complete savage.
In a sitting.
Mm-hmm. I need none of your goddamn Indian bullshit. I'm eating American burgers. Suck my dick.
What was your diet when you won the British Open?
Pussy and pussy and KFC. Suck my dick again, sir. Thank you.
I don't think it was that bad. I think when I won the British, I was only like
225. I thought you were eating like the whole
M&M's.
British Open. You were downing like multiple packs of M&M's and chocolate cookies and chocolate muffins and...
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that? But I only weighed
my guy
when I won the British.
But he's a fucking...
What's wrong with that?
Here's what he goes. What he says here is, he goes, well, I wasn't drinking, so I had a sugar dependency. So instead of drinking alcohol, I was just eating fucking M&M's.
I wasn't drinking, you know.
Listen to it.
And I was really struggling with it back then. When I, you know, And I was really struggling with it back then when I wasn't drinking.
Because your body was craving the sugar that you had been getting from alcohol. So what were you doing to replace that?
I was M&M's, peanut M&M's, loved them.
How much?
Probably 4 to 6 of those, the packs a day. Or if it was ice cream, I still loved to eat chocolate ice cream.
How did your college coach, who's now Phil Mickelson's agent, change your diet?
You get like, all I can think about is like McElroy, and I'm like, well, I had a bit of a problem with my shoulder, so I was out there and, you know, I was pouring fucking kale on it to see if it would help it, and blah, blah, and all this dog shit. And he's like, I like to blend a Burger King into a paste and pour that into my asshole with a funnel.
I'd love to know how long he's kept this list.
Well, he put me on a diet, a very strict diet. It was to an extreme.
His whole life, he's talking about like going way back.
But like, that's literally like, you know, if you were to have a sip of water for the first time in your life, you'd go, oh, it just tastes nothing. But he's already went, oh, fuck that. I'm just going to take this Diet Coke a lot tastier. Like, it's just like, it's insane. It's actually insane.
How does he get through a shower in the morning?
Yeah, fuck me. Because I remember there was like a week in Belfast or something where I didn't cook once. And like, I ate out every single fucking day. And see, by Friday, I got home and my mom was like, I think we're just going to order a Chinese. And I was like, no. I was like, Jesus Christ, just give me a sandwich or something. Like, I need something that isn't fucking like given
deep
to me.
Deep fried, yeah.
So I don't know how the fuck.
I didn't come home for this bullshit.
Yeah.
I came home for spuds and fucking butter.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, this is his problems, cunt. This is his cunt's problem. He hasn't had spuds or anything like that in his life.
I know. I'm trying to figure. Look at his hair. It's fucking serious. He's probably a spuds, but they're chip. Oh, no. What did I click there? Like, all I want to do is get through this whole interview.
What the lap band, I think, did. I lost. When Coach Lloyd took over, he says, you're going to lose at least 60, 70 pounds before you play for this golf team. And I weighed like 230, maybe 235.
Well, and then in addition to that, you hated cigarettes at the time. But didn't he start you smoking cigarettes?
He used to smoke Marlboro Lights. And he said, just start smoking. Here, have a cigarette. And isn't whatever that, you got to do to keep the weight off.
Isn't that the most amazing thing you've ever heard? Here's an athletic coach encouraging one of his players to do something that is obviously detrimental to his health.
I'm going to get a tattoo of this cunt on my back. Yeah, he's a fucking savage. Let me flick along, because there's a bit where they're like, how many of those tours did you play hungover? And he's like, all of them. 80. And he goes, would you be hungover? And he goes, well, you know, we drink to half, like 7:30, and tea time, like tea off time. Tea time would be maybe 8:39. I was fucking mind.
Four and all that, smoking, yeah. But it was, some of it was good, some of it was bad, like any other coach.
Let me try and get a,
in the hospital.
Get along.
And, you know, he wanted the weight off.
So you mentioned the lap band surgery.
It does, do you know what doesn't help? He's talking to Mr. fucking Vanilla, you know, I iron my boxers.
Yeah.
He's talking to the most straight edge fucking loser in the world.
You have it in 2008. Jamie told me, looking back,
he liked me getting it because he saw how much weight I was feeling good. I would rather be where I am now, feeling somewhat healthy, then maybe looking a little better at 175 pounds, but not feeling.
Oh, I love his attitude. He's like, because there was a bit where he talked about he couldn't drive the ball as far because he'd lost weight.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'd rather be a little bit heavier and feel healthy. How the fuck can he feel healthy?
Yeah. His insides must be, Jesus Christ, his insides are fucking rotten, probably.
I know, but he had one of those gastric bands put in. So he wasn't able to.
That's why I was wondering. I was like, he doesn't have the build of someone who's eating M&M's, McDonald's like that.
But he was way fatter than that, but here's the thing. It's like, it stops you eating loads.
Uh-huh.
If you've got a gastric band, you can't eat big, big fucking meals, but you can still eat shite.
I know some dudes that they have gastric bands and like they're skinny cunts.
Yeah.
Their metabolism's just unbelievable.
Hold on.
Fucks
I mean,
me
it
off.
Got to the point when it really hit me was John Deere, and the guys I was playing were always like 15, maybe 20 yards past them, but you've got to gain some weight back. Agree with. You know, I'm almost 5'11". I'm supposed to weigh 184 pounds at my height. Big arms, big legs. It'd be hard for me to feel healthy at 184 pounds.
I love it.
Jesus Christ.
He's so full of shit. Like, I wish.
I love that.
I just realized there was a different video that I watched.
To find your ideal hotel.
Where he was talking about the drinking. It was fucking hilarious.
See, just seeing one of those YouTube pre-rolls, has there ever been a time where you've watched the whole advert? Yeah. I've yet to ever watch a full YouTube pre-roll.
A couple of times. But it was did you ever see that series that came out, like Masterclass? And it was like Werner Herzog would teach you how to make a documentary, or Gordon Ramsay would teach you how to cook and shit like that.
Oh yeah, there's a Steve Martin one on comedy.
Same thing, yeah. So it was like that. And I watched the whole thing. It was probably like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
Do you think that's a rip-off thing? Like, it's the Steve Martin comedy?
Yeah, because when was the last time that cunt did stand-up?
Yeah.
And he's not a stand-up. He's not a comic. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's a fucking...
I just don't know how people get, like... Very impressive. I don't know how people get, like, employed to teach stand-up comedy classes.
Yeah. They don't do that. They don't get employed. They just fucking decide, I'm going to teach stand-up.
Yeah.
And some fucking dummy will pay for it because they want to try stand-up.
Yeah. It's insane.
And you can't really teach it. You can teach someone, like, vague prem, you know, like, da-da-da-da-da, and here's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
But
stand-up's the only thing one of the only things where you can't really tell someone, but they're going to suck for so long. Like, they're going to be dog shit for so long. Before, unless like you're one of those ones that the rarities that fucking are killing it 5 gigs in, but you're gonna eat so much dick for so long. But you can't tell someone that, obviously, who's doing their first gig.
Yeah,
but it's
true. And like, you always have fucking nightmare gigs.
Oh,
it doesn't just go away.
Oh, like, yeah, not at all.
You still eat your dick the odd fucking
every
time,
like, you write something new, it could die in its ass. I did something last night, and I just wrote it, and I was happy enough with it, and then I did another new bit, and it just ate complete shit. So it's the opposite end of the spectrum, like.
Barf. Yeah, you just don't know. You can do fucking classics and they just die in their home.
Yeah.
Bud Light UK, what's this? Buy a Bud Light hat. I would wear that, even though Bud Light...
Why the fuck did it take them so long to start selling that over here?
I don't know, but it's shite, like. It's total It's total fucking poison.
Yeah.
You've drank it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember that night we were trying to have... We were trying to, like, shotgun the beers.
Yeah.
And fucking...
Because I'd never seen anybody do that in real life.
That's who did it first? You or Begley?
Begley. Begley fucking,
oh my God,
created a tsunami.
Fucking stupid guy. Like, if you ever... you don't need to go shotgun a tin of beer to witness this.
Yeah.
Obviously, the premise or the general idea is you cause, like... you create, like, a fucking vacuum type thing.
Yeah.
We open it and the air just, the gravity pushes that down.
Yeah, it shoots it right down your fucking throat.
Yeah. So he fucking shakes it, knifes it in the side, doesn't open it or put it to his mouth, and is just trying to, like, chase it around like a dog would chase, like, a garden sprinkler.
It was a fucking barbarian, because it's like, you're supposed to create, like, a tiny hole, like, big enough so that the fucking liquid's going to shoot down. And this comment on it, like, Bear Grylls fucking stabbing someone.
In the dark with a shook up tin of fucking Bud Light.
Yeah.
And after drinking about 15 gins.
Yeah.
Bud Light's rotten when you start on it.
Yeah.
Never mind trying to switch to it halfway through.
Yeah. For a fucking shotgun.
When was the last time you were fucking chinned? It's been a while for me, look.
It could have been that exact night. Maybe.
Was
the
last time?
There was a night that I think we went out, like, the week after. I think I had, like, one last Thompson's. And then that was it.
The sweet, sweet Thompson's.
Yeah, it's great. I just love how non-judgmental it is. Because, like, everyone is completely fucking plastered in that place. Like,
yeah, I've never been in anything.
70% of them on drugs, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I've been in, I've just been terrible shape.
Yeah.
Because I've been scared about going. We went for, like, someone's birthday one time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm going to have to really load up here before I get here.
You know what I mean? How long ago was this?
Fuck, about 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
But I was fucking chinned by the time I got there.
Yeah.
Were you there? I might have seen you, did I? I can't remember.
I don't think so. But like, people Snapchat you, don't they? Of, like, me and fucking Thompson's.
Yeah, just you dancing by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great, like, it is. But
do you prefer to go on that, like, techno night than the hip-hop night?
Oh, no, like, I would rather go... It's because all my friends listen to techno, so that's their music. Like, they don't mind the hip-hop night, but obviously they're a lot more... They're going to go to the techno night beforehand. And then just a democracy, we end up going to the fucking techno nights. But I don't mind it. If it's a real fucking beat to it, like, or if it's...
Democracy, dirty, I'd be like, fuck all you guys.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go... Well, you could just go drinking by yourself. I'd probably have a good enough time.
You have a secret career as a fucking breakdancer at that Funkorama. Throwing shapes. Did we talk about your job that you're throwing away?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Fucking went. So, basically, like, anybody who's about to graduate, I have no idea what the fuck I want to do. So, it's because... The only reason I even applied was because people in my class, it's a mostly female class, so they've got their shit together, and they're all applying for jobs flat out. So... They're all talking about, oh, like, I've fucking just landed this.
These independent women making you feel like shit.
Yeah. They're all like, yeah, I just got this job at wherever. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I know I'm doing the show in November, but besides that, I have no plans. So I applied that website, Indeed. It's class because it's fucking job applications for lazy people. You just make a CV and then you one-click apply to all these jobs, like Amazon one-click buys to all these jobs. Mm. So I applied for like 40 fucking jobs, had no idea, and then the company rang me up and they're like, hello, is this Aaron McCann? We're from... And they said the company name, had no fucking idea who they were.
And like, course it is, bitch.
I had no idea who they were. They're like, yeah, well, we're doing interviews now at like 11:30. Could you call down? It was 10 o'clock at this stage. And I was like, yeah, I'll come on down, of course. So I was going in with the intention of just going for interview experience because I'd never actually had one. So I was like, I'll just see what this is like. Went in the door. There was like four cunts all like dressed to the nines, like fucking SD Kettles poster boys. And I walked in a Lakers jacket and a fucking pair of Vans and just sat down. And then the guy called me up for an interview. When we barely spoke about the job either, like, he was all like, you know, you fan of the Lakers and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I got this out.
I bet you the job is some weird bullshit.
I don't know what the fuck it is, like, but they called me up a couple hours later and they're like, yeah, you made it through to the assessment phase, which is supposed to be tomorrow, and I've just decided, fuck it, I'm not gonna bother. Although it's cool to say that I fucking went to an interview dressed like a tramp and smoked all these fucking rich fucking plebs.
Rich plebs.
Yeah.
Just because they're wearing fucking leather shoes, you think they're rich? They're at a job interview too.
Yeah.
For a fucking summer job.
They're not rich. Flying too. It was a summer job. Like, it was like 2 months.
They're not fucking rich people. Yeah. Aaron's like, look at all you assholes dressed like adults. What are you, rich or something? What are you, dicks? Rich, huh? Oh, you're rich pricks over here.
You're wearing a fucking shirt? The rich bastard.
Would you fucking wear fresh boxers, you millionaire cunt?
Listen up, would you the fuck throw a Supreme t-shirt or something?
The Supreme
grow
t-shirt.
Up, you spa.
What is this? That would make you fucking rich.
What, Supreme?
If you were head to toe in Supreme. I laughed when you sent me that photo the other day. Someone just fully in all the Supreme gear, and then you were like, that's a female, by the way. As if I was supposed to be like, here's a video here. I don't know if it's gonna play. It says a man turns a fart into beautiful music. You heard this?
No.
Let's slow that down, right? It says that's a major seventh arpeggio. That is a major seventh arpeggio. In the key of B flat with a trill at the end. So this guy basically farted like one of the most difficult things to play that you can find. That's it, played on a flute.
That's amazing.
My magnum anus. My rectum opus.
Oh, that's marvelous. That is... Oh, my God. When are they going to run out of ideas for shit to put on Facebook that gets that many hits?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Do you know what? See, of all... I'll play this in a minute, too. Have you seen...
No?
They give this cunt...
Cap?
Yes. He breaks his fucking I broke my wrist one time, and you get it manipulated, and if you go and get I thought it was like you're anesthetized, but you're not.
Uh-huh.
They're just sedated, so
yeah.
they don't put you fully unconscious.
Uh-huh.
They just dope you out of your fucking brain. So I was on morphine and all, and like they cracked my wrist back into place. But I was like awake,
uh-huh,
and probably moving about and going, bah!
Yeah.
But I don't remember any of it because I was out of my fucking mind. Oh fuck!
Did anyone take a video of you or any shit like that?
Nah, there was no one there. I was there by myself. Although I did have a vague memory of having like a weird dream almost where someone was like holding me down. So obviously someone's trying to crack my hand, and I'm sitting up on the bed going, fuck. But then I just woke up later like really thirsty with a fucking cast on up to my shoulder.
Yeah.
But they do a similar thing to this cunt, and it's fucking, he's out of his mind. He's loving it. Just whopped out on Kat.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Scottish, of course.
So he's had some ketamine. It's pretty strong stuff. So he may scream out in pain or do any of this stuff, but he's actually unaware of what's going on. So.
Oh, God. Yee-haw. Oh, yeah. Oh, and a tube.
I would be so scared about being in that state of what I would say.
Yeah, how do you cons take this? How do you cons take this in like nightclubs and all? Or like obviously this is some sort of
no, that's fucking like that's medical grade, like put you out of your fucking mind shit.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be taking that. Intravenously. You wouldn't be doing that. Like
feel the burn. Good stuff.
But I'm so scared about being put under like that, just the shit I would say. You know when people get their wisdom teeth taken out, those American video?
Yeah.
I'd be so scared of what I would say to people.
Probably something racist or something.
I'm like, yeah, yeah. But like the shit I would say in real life, just for the fucking, the crack.
Yeah.
And then you're under that and you're like, yeah, like my asshole. It's fucking, I don't know.
As the teen manipulates his ankle back into place.
Oh.
He's oblivious.
He's loving it. Party.
Just keeps Neil's ankle stable until his surgery.
Imagine that was your dad or something.
Pubs, clubs, and restraint.
Oh no!
This is good.
Yeah, fucking, he loves it.
Wow, go for it. Yeah!
Okay. These doctors excellent. Can't give a straight face.
Excellent! He's like, Neil, fuck up.
Well, already?
Yeah!
No.
You did well.
Come on, that's you done. Okay. You had quite a good wee trip there. Alright, so we'll leave you to it. Man, that's a biscuit.
You should go
snake line. Long roll snake tube. Okay, awesome.
Think
he liked it.
Fuck.
And that's him addicted to cat now.
Yeah. That's that. They've ruined his life.
Yeah.
He's running around with a fucking broken ankle like, give some fucking cat, man.
I suck your dick.
Excellent.
Yeah, he was having a great time there.
Morphine's the shit, though. Like, have you ever been on anything like that?
Never.
Woo. It is, like, it is fucking incredible. It's like, you know, you're like, you know when you wake up in the best lie-in of all time?
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't believe how comfy this bed is.
Yeah.
That, and you're like also in a bath, like a warm bath.
Uh-huh.
And you can't feel any fucking part of your body. Like, you can feel it.
It sounds unreal.
But there's no weight or like pain or anything. And yeah, it's just, it's fucking incredible. And then what happened to me was, I was like, this is amazing. They woke me up, gave me some toast, and then I closed my eyes and woke up about another 4 hours later because I was just wrecked.
It's the best day ever.
And then I was walking through the fucking like city hospital car park, like that bit in Gladiator when he's like, you know, like the wheat field bit. He's like going through the wheat field. And I was like, this is class. And then I get home, put something on TV, and I just remember watching. I was like, I feel great. Then I fell asleep again. And then the pain in my arm woke me up because it wore off, and I just woke up like, that's fucking aching. But that's
why. How long does morphine, like, how long would the effects last for if you were given it?
Well, that was like,
because that's a fucking long time. You were able to walk.
That was like, say you went in the morning. You know, you'd be there about 8 a.m. to get that shit done. The worst part of the whole thing was I wasn't allowed to eat for the whole 24 hours after that.
Yeah.
But I broke my arm in a rugby match, so I was thirsty and hungry and everything. And they're like, oh no, you're not allowed to eat.
What's diazepam?
What's that shit?
Diazepam's a antidepressant, is it not?
Is it? It's not like a kind of like
opiate or something?
Like spaces you out type shit?
Let's look it up.
Because I'll not name and shame, but I know a guy whose granny was prescribed it.
Yeah.
And he was selling it to pillheads in Oma. Like his granny's diazepam.
All right, yeah, it's like a it's like a muscle relaxer sedative thing. So if you've got like anxiety and like a muscle relaxer, so it must be like an opiate type thing. But then
selling your granny's diazepam.
Oh yeah, but you hear of people going to fucking like, you know, say if you were in, I know, like, pretty sure it's like Thailand or Vietnam or something. You just buy it like you're buying fucking Rennies.
Yeah.
Valium and all, people just take like, oh, give us a Valium. Can't sleep.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that shit. Because I would fucking enjoy the nice body feeling.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it wore off and you're like, oh, I have a fucking sore knee and a sore back.
You take it for everything. Yeah,
you would just keep, you just be throwing it into you. Although, I've heard people say, like, if you're absolutely dying and you bang one of them into you.
Diazepam?
See you later, hangover. It just relaxes you like fuck.
Yeah.
I remember being on a plane to London and the fucking, it was the worst turbulence I've ever, and it was a flyby plane, so no wonder. It was literally like a pencil case in the air. It was so,
See, flyby, shout out to them. You can use your fucking student ID to fly domestic flights. Because I lost my passport. You
probably use your student ID to fucking pilot the plane. It's
a piece of shit. I lost my passport and called them up and was like, I don't have a passport, so am I able to use anything else? And straight away they're like, yeah, well, you can use your license. And I was like, ah, I can't drive. And they're like, well, you can use your provisional. And I was like, ah, I'm a lazy cunt. And they were like, what do you have? Is there any photographic ID? And I was like, I'm a student ID. And they're like, yeah, you can use that.
Fair enough.
So
fuck it. That's all you had, I'm sure.
But you're on the
flight. So yeah, we're on this plane. And I just remember like a couple of girls in our, it was a uni thing. And a couple of girls in the class were like, completely distraught, like turning around, like just crying and all.
Yeah.
And one of our lecturers was like, oh, here, I'm on these fucking bad boys if you want to take one of these. Like, he was literally for dishing out like something similar. It wasn't diazepam. I didn't read it, but something similar.
To be fair though, that sounds like something ideal for if you're on like a long flight and just fucking knocked you out.
Oh yeah.
Like for 8 hours. That sounds great.
What did I watch recently?
I might hook up my friend.
What did I watch? Oh, it was like a fucking vlog. It was your man Casey Neistat.
Uh-huh.
And he's, you know, last minute wanted to get a flight and goes home to his wife. He's like, right, can you be ready in fucking like 2 minutes to go on this flight?
Uh-huh.
She goes, yeah. And he goes, you took that a lot better than I thought you would. And she goes, oh, I was at the doctor earlier and he gave me a fucking Valium. She's like, so I'm totally cool with everything.
Right, yeah.
Like, it probably would fucking, if you could not be an asshole about it, which I definitely couldn't. I definitely couldn't fucking like have restraint with that sort of shit.
No,
I'm just going to take one of these, feel amazing, and then stop tomorrow.
I have an addictive personality, so if I was to take anything like that and I like the effect of it, I'd be fucked.
I'd be chucking them into me like, nah, fuck that.
Nah, it's not worth it.
But yeah, but you can get that sort of shit from like, if you got someone to get you like CBD oil in a vape pen.
Yeah, because that's the, CBD's the thing in marijuana, which is the whole...
Yeah, the THC's the bit gets you high as fuck. Yeah, that's the CBD's like the, just makes you sort of feel nice and fucking,
yeah,
whatever. But yeah, I just couldn't trust myself with that shit.
No.
Just couldn't. Fuck it. It's too dangerous. I can't control myself with crisps.
Yeah, I don't have a good track record. Captain Morgan's, I liked it the first time I tried it, now it's going to fucking kill me by the time I'm 30.
I think the mistake you've made is your one drink is like the most sugariest,
yeah,
stinking shit, yeah, you can, yeah, fucking drink.
Yeah.
Most people go through, oh, I'm drinking beer and all, and then they end up like, oh, I'm just trying to stay, I'm going to have a gin and slimline tonic.
Yeah.
And you're just like, nah, give me like 2,000 calories per glass of this shit. Chris Cornell's death ruled suicide by hanging. Oh, Jesus. Shit. The cause of Chris Cornell's death has been confirmed. According to the Associated Press, a medical examiner has determined the Soundgarden singer committed suicide by hanging.
Fuck.
That's pretty rough because they said he died suddenly. I love this shit because they're like, a medical examiner has said that he died, but surely if you walk in and he's dead and he's a fucking rope around his neck, what are they going to be? Oh, he died suddenly. We'll have to figure out what happened here.
Did they say he hung himself, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, you would probably see, like, fucking rope marks, obviously, around the neck and shit like that. Fuck, that's so bleak.
I know, it would still be... How do you take it off? It would still be on. Whatever
yeah,
he had,
true,
right?
Yeah, true, actually, yeah. It wouldn't, like, snap or any shit like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like he fucking... Oh, that's me dead now, let me take this off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Too soon.
Mere hours before Soundgarden concluded playing a show at a nearby concert... That's pretty fucking sad.
Fucking hell.
But then,
that's bleak.
You know, it's that sort of music, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was wondering how he died. Because I was like...
Black hole, son. Lick my balls. Do you know what I mean? It's not the fucking... It's not party music.
Yeah, it's pretty morbid, like.
Saying that, I'm going to probably have to play that at the end of the podcast. Because it's... depression is no fucking joke.
No,
but like, you know... You have those periods in your life where you're like fucking stressed for a long time and you're like, you don't know where to go and you can't be arsed even fucking getting out of bed. But that's just situational, like, depression.
Oh, yeah. But it passes. Yeah.
See that, like, fucking chemical.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking imbalanced depression. Yeah. Fuck me.
Yeah, it's like anytime you've ever felt like shit, imagine feeling like that all the time. Like, fucking hell.
It's fucking, it's no joke. But like, sometimes it's like, you know, have you, I know it's easy for me to fucking say this, but like, have you put all the shit in place and you're still depressed?
Yeah.
You know, like, do you know what I mean? Is your fucking relationship sweet? Is, you know, is your job situation sweet? Are you exercising? Are you eating well? But you're still fucking just smashed with depression.
Well, there's loads of cases you see where it's like people who are,
by the way,
doing the best in the world.
I feel like you do have to talk into the side of these rather than the top.
So like in here, kinda?
Almost like with that light is at the front of it. Point at your face.
Oh yeah, here?
Yeah,
right
more
here.
More twist it a wee bit so that the light is literally pointing towards your face.
Like here?
Yeah. I mean, you're doing it the most awkward fucking way I've ever seen. In my life, but yeah, sure.
That's my famous taking directions.
I know. Like the time we were outside the waterfront, the photographer goes, Aaron, could you just stand over here a wee bit? And Aaron walked
to Craig Avon
50 metres away. And I was like, he just meant there, you dickhead. And you're like, tell me when. Tell me so, halfway up the Lisburn Road. So is this okay now?
See, on the fucking Beeman topic of depression, though, did you see that they're trying to get that 13 Reasons Why show canned?
I haven't seen it yet. Did you watch it?
I lasted 6 minutes. It's a bullshit show.
Someone said it looked a bit fucking amateur, like.
Yeah, it's weird as fuck. But apparently it's it glorifies suicide. So, like, they're trying to, like, it's too much for, like, impressionable teens and shit who feel like they're depressed. And shit like that. It's weird. It's a fucking... There's an argument on both sides, like.
I know, it's... but how do you fucking handle fucking freaked out teenagers? Because you hear about all those things. You know, if someone's like, oh, I might... You know, they have a bit of a cry for help. Like, oh, I feel a bit suicidal. And then there's a load of fucking internet trolls. You're like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
And then they do it. And they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, or is it like a load of fucking... just emos together being like, yeah, let's all kill ourselves.
Yeah.
There's bound to be a bunch of fucking, like, trend suicides.
I don't even want to think about that shit.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, where it's like, you know, oh, I self-harm because fucking three of my mates self-harm.
Yeah.
Ton of that shit goes
weird
on. Like,
fuck.
You know, oh, I'm a wee emo goth. I hate myself. I'm going to cut myself.
It's weird that goths still exist, though. I thought that was, like, a trend that fucking died out.
Nah, there'll always be fucking...
There was a big...
Emo-type goths.
Do you know what's funny? Emo cult chase. There was a lot of them at my school.
Yeah.
There was, like, a lot of, like, My Chemical Romance. Like,
Begley.
Fucking life's hard, sir. Happiness is not even, like, a real thing.
It is very hard to maintain black nail polish and also... draw silage out of the pit there.
No, I can't go to the funeral for a friend concert because it actually has my actual friend's wake, so I'm on sandwich duty for that. So
I haven't got bullet from a Valentine, but I have a lack of cartridges there. Will that be
you? I'll have a bullet for you, doll, but I have a fresh squeeze teat milk from a cow here. So emo culties, fucking hell, why hasn't anyone done anything with that?
I was going to get my septum pierced there, but I realised I would just do it in the garage with a Stanley blade. Fuck, earrings will stick and I'll fucking quarter inch bolt through it. Oh, my bollocks. Emo culties, yeah.
Emo though had like a short fucking...
I'm deadly serious. Turn that fucking... Like, grab the body of that like that. Turn it so it's pointing your face.
Like this way?
Yeah, and then tilt it up, can you? Tilt it up. Yeah, talking...
Like this?
Yeah. Does that sound way better?
We're rocking and rolling now, yeah.
Jesus wept. emo culties, yeah. Sure, even Maureen would tell you, like, they all used to go to those Battle of the Bands and all. There's just tons of these fucking country grungers.
Yeah. What is it about Goths and Parks that they love so much?
I don't know.
Oma, that's where they hang out. Belfast, they hang outside fucking City Hall.
No one's giving them shit for their fidget spinning. And
yeah.
I love the video of those Goths, some sort of neo-Goth type ones, and they're like rave. They yeah. These like weird yeah. fucking...
they throw the weirdest tracks at the top of it.
But it's weird because like real Goth music isn't like... isn't really that emo, screamo type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Real Goth music's like fucking electro weird stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird as shit.
I've never even found myself in that sector of music.
Me neither, like, but, you know, 30 as fuck.
I went to My Chemical Romance concert, though.
Well, some people do weird stuff for puss, you know.
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
Emo Puss. My brother.
Which one?
Nicholas.
What age is he, even 40? Oh, my throat's killing me. There's Connor Keys. Or who put that up, Chrissy Byes? Is that at Lola's at the old...
Who's playing?
Colin Murphy, Kevin McAleer. Is that on the same night? Mickey Bartlett, Connor... That's a pretty fucking serious lineup.
Kevin McAleer is a seriously underrated comedian, I think.
I would disagree.
Seriously?
I would say he's massively overrated. Hugely overrated. I have no time for fucking, like... You know... Write some fucking new material, you know what I mean? Look at this fucking headline.
What's that?
Man guilty of raping a one-day-old baby boy.
Jesus Christ.
What in the fuck is going on? Like, and look at this cunt. It happens over and over again where you're like, why do you look like a guy that would rape a baby after a day? You fucking baldy cunt. Just weird as shit. Weird as a fucking... We have some questions here. Let me just read it. I'm going to be sick. That's not even going to load. Thank fuck.
What'd you try to get loaded?
I rape a baby, fucking fella.
All right.
But I do actually feel physically sick. Black hold cunt. Boys juking the sesh. There's a lacking can do attitude. Boys juking the sesh. There's just lack.
What?
I
speak England. What do you say?
He comes to Laveries, that boy. Boys juking the sesh, they're just lacking a can-do attitude. Oh, right, okay.
Oh, he's on about me not drinking. Oh, right, okay.
Well, I don't know if it's specifically you. He might have sent me that before. Although he's drinking a tin of Magners there, and I have 400 tins of Magners that no one will drink.
Oh, Magners is a fucking weird...
What's this? Cute. Okay, it's a different thing altogether. I feel like these are just general snaps I've
questions,
got,
yeah.
And none of them are questions. Where's Thomas Tanker Smythe? No one asked me that ever again. Fucking idiot.
How many times you get asked that?
Twice a day. Like, and it's always like, I feel like on my podcast, people ask me a lot of questions where it's like, what's this guy doing? Where's he? Where's Thomas Tanker Smythe? When are you, you know, it's like, you can ask those people too. Like, when's, yeah. People will be like, when's Mickey gigging in Port Rush again? I don't fucking know. Ask him. Would you rather get caught by your dad bucking your dog or get caught by your dog bucking your dad? I don't have a dog.
Near dad. Or dad.
And I'm ready back to him, old news. What's your dog going to do if you're bucking your dad?
But then you're bucking your dad.
I know. So clearly just buck the dog and be like, things happen, dad. This is your fault. You brought me up wrong. MJ Mitch. What are you saying to me here? Oh, yeah. This is the one Paddy McDonald sent me, right? He goes... The Irish lads I'm with here in Brazil last month. The Irish lads I'm with were in Brazil last month. The hostel had a warning about monkeys that come into the rooms at night. The Irish lads came home from a night out, and they walked into the dorm, and there was a monkey sucking off a Dutch guy, passed out in a bed. The lads have a picture of it, and then there's a picture of a fucking guy in bed with a monkey sucking his dick. But, like, here's why I think that's bullshit. Why is a monkey sucking your dick? If it says the monkey comes...
Surely a monkey would rip your fucking face off before it'd suck your dick.
If they're saying, like, there's monkeys come in here and pull your cock off at night.
Yeah.
And eat it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Jesus, that's scary.
Yeah.
Monkeys aren't like, I love sucking dick. You know what I mean?
Maybe
do you want a banana? No, I've already had my dinner. Do you want some food? No, I'm good for food. I'd suck a cock, though, if you've got any lying about. Why are monkeys sucking dicks? Like, unless, like, in that resort, they've kind of taught, they've got this little behavior thing where it's like, oh, if you suck a person's dick, they give you, like, food. We monkey prostitutes. We monkey hookers. Lorkin. Worst thing you've ever said, told your parents. It's hard to know. Mine didn't really pay me that much attention.
Never. The worst thing I've ever said to my parents. I think the worst things I say to anybody is whenever someone straight away wakes me up.
You're like, you ever fucking bastard.
Have you ever had that where, like, someone's woken you or something and you just haven't divulged anything yet and you just start fucking tearing them apart? I do that all the time. It's terrible.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Thompson's or Filthies?
Thompson's easy. Filthies is like fucking Alice in Wonderland type weird shit.
I'll be honest, I was up in that gypsy lounge or whatever, and I was like, this could not be a more apt name for this fucking toilet.
Yeah, and it's dear as fuck as well.
But I was literally like, there's holes in the floor here.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of weird rape cave.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like this.
And they push it as quirky? Nah, fuck that. Thompson's every day.
How do you like visiting the lovely town of Dungannon? It's wonderful.
The only thing I've seen of Dungannon is the Tesco.
Newell Stores.
And the Newell Stores and that chippy we went to one time.
Newell Stores is...
And the chippy looked like a gay nightclub.
It did.
Side, yeah.
It did.
What's it called? The Dolphin?
Yeah.
It's a great name for...
Sounds like a gay nightclub.
Yeah, it's a great name for a gay nightclub too.
Martin McGuinness summarized in three words. Dead.
He is
fuck.
Dead.
Oh my god, stop. Owen Brown, worst experience in Derry?
Just being there in general.
I've just been, I mean, when I was at uni, there was just a lot of, like, you know, when you'd be around after coming out of a club at night, and there was just like people being, you know, glassed or hit me a bottle and just walking down the street with blood pissing all over their head and all. And you're just like, get me out of here.
Did you experience one of Derry's famous Halloweens?
Yeah.
What's it like? Is it all hype or?
It's legit scary. Like,
why is it so mad? Why does everyone go on about it?
They just like it up there. Yeah. They do have a big parade in the day, which is fun. Like, but at night they just go fucking wild.
Yeah.
And Belfast is getting a bit like that. Like, Halloween. Last Halloween in Belfast was like fucking. You know, it was like worse than St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
I was like, this is fucking terrifying to be out here.
Yeah.
Weird as fuck. But yeah, it's wild. It is fucking wild. Because people just go hard as soon as they wake up.
Well, if you're going to commit a crime as well, I'm just thinking probably Halloween's your best night in the year to do it. Get yourself a morph suit and fucking beat someone's head in.
Yeah. Barney just robbed a Sentra here. Yeah. Fucking dare. Shady Lady T. Best overheard conversation. On the 237-212 or any public transport, really. Bonus podcast question. Do you know who's related to her? Woodsy?
No idea. Does she have a relation? Like that we know?
Woodsy's fucking related to her somehow. I could be very wrong. Overheard conversations. I don't know. On a bus? I can't remember. Really,
can't remember really. But one thing I have noticed. Have you ever like been on public transport and someone walks on like at your stop? And they're just enough of an acquaintance to sit down beside you. And then it's an hour and a half of small talk.
Yeah.
I've had that happen a couple of times.
I hate that. Like, I hate that. Yeah, you'd rather just talk to a stranger than someone you just about know.
Yeah,
like.
I fucking hate it so much.
But what annoys me about that is the, like, you've your head turned like this for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That bothers me more than the chat itself.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going to fucking put my head back and close my eyes. I'll keep talking until I fall asleep, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, really? And what's he up to now? That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I remember coming back one time from Belfast, and there was a guy sat down beside me, and I was trying to send signals that I was going to sleep, and he just didn't take the bait at all. Like,
did you put your jammies on and have a wank?
Throwing a fucking onesie, and this cunt was still asking me how the setup was going. Yeah, it was like I was trying to avoid, like, I was tired.
Microwave and a hot milk. Brian, I'm going to sleep here.
I had a mouthful of fucking Farley's Rusks, and the cunt was still talking.
Farley's Rusks? Oh, fuck me.
Which are delicious, by the way.
Are they?
My nephew eats them, and they're fucking, they should make an adult version. They're class.
What the fuck is a rusk?
They're just like biscuits. My nephew's fucking, you can see his ribcage, because I'm sitting eating all his fucking rusks.
Rusks, like, by the way, you're supposed to stop eating them when you're about fucking 6 months old.
Yeah.
Rusk. No one's like, I'm fucking dying for a rusk, bro. Fuck me, I was blocked last night. I had 2 packs of rusks. It's a good word, though. You should use it for some other shit.
My mum rang me like, Aaron, you need me a banana in my tea hat if you could throw on a fucking slug of rusks. throw some fucking seed in it or something.
We've started deep frying rusks.
Curry rusk rusk.
Don't curry rusk, sweet chili rusk. garlic and lemon rusks.
I can't believe you've never heard of rusks.
I've never heard of them. I've heard of rusks.
Oh, like, you've heard of them?
Yeah,
you just never ate one.
I just didn't. I thought it was. Do you not like put it in a bowl and pour milk on or something?
Yeah,
and give it to babies.
Yeah, that's for the babies. Yeah, but you can just eat it out of the packet. Because I was I was making my nephew one of them, and then literally was like, because I was babysitting him for one night, and I was like, I wonder what these actually taste like. Because it's not like eating fucking dog food where it's not made for humans.
Everyone's done that too.
I've never had dog food.
Not dog food, but like, you know, you're like, let me take the corner off this bony hoe here, see what it tastes like.
Well, thoughts?
It's dry as fuck. But like, those pedigree, like, there's different snacks for dogs, like wee treats.
Yeah.
And there's one called Schmackos, right? Like S-C-H, Schmacko. And I remember giving them you're supposed to break it up, I think, and give it the dog bits. But if you have a Labrador or something, you could throw the full fucking packet.
Yeah, they'll destroy it.
But I remember just opening and smelling it. I was like, this isn't a million miles away from like a pepperami and a fucking beef jerky. I was like, if you were stuck, you'd eat that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But I told you about being hungover once, and this is when I lived at home, and we had a dog that was my uncle's, and someone was like, you gotta feed that dog. It eats at like fucking 7:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And we used to drink in my garage and just smoke fags and all, and like shut the door. And we've been drinking all motherfucking night. Like, and I, this, like, did about 5,
uh-huh,
had to get up and feed this dog at 7:30, and I came down. It's the summer, so it's like dead bright now. And I opened this you know, I get the pedigree chum or whatever, that's like firm, and you have to like scoop it out, almost like a moussey type. I don't know if you've had much experience with dog food. Or else you get the ones that's like meat chunks and gravy.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I was thinking of when you said, have you had dog food?
I pulled the ring pull on the top of this thing, and it went ding, and threw it all up in my face.
Uh-huh.
And I, because I flinched, it like hit my teeth and my lip and my fucking eyelid and all, and I was like blind with cold gravy dog food in my mouth, and I just like, and I was dying. Fucking dying, and I was just like, just trying not to be sick, and I had to like wipe my teeth and all. Oh my god!
Did you taste it whenever?
Oh yeah.
Well,
if it was warm, it would have been all right,
presentable.
Yeah, if you'd have microwaved it for me, but it was cold gravy.
It was like cold gravy. Yeah,
I just didn't need it at that time of day. Like,
yeah,
and I'm pretty sure I had a kebab not that long before I went to sleep, so I still had that sort of rough, like, ugh. A weird feeling.
What's the meat and like that kind of shit? Like, what is the actual?
Well, look, a lot of it is actual half decent meat sometimes, yeah. But I don't know. But it's hard to fucking know. I know. Dylan Mallon, what gave you the idea to start YouTube? I don't know about you, but I didn't invent YouTube. some other cunt did. I don't know. I just. Well, it's just making videos, isn't it? I started making videos because I was bored. So there you go. That's it. Seemed fun. Turns out, here we are. Have you ever got in a fight from the Maxilla? Very few public fights.
Nah.
Used to get a lot of scraps playing rugby, like, but...
I'd be terrible in a fight.
No real malice in it. Like, it's just boys hitting each other for the crack because you're all fucking testosterone up. But, like, very few actual public fights.
Nah.
Not since... I mean, not even since... I probably would have been about 14 or 15 last time there was, like, any altercation at all.
Yeah.
I did drop a guy off a bike once in Larne.
What was that for?
Just my great-granny used to live in Larne, and we would went down and visited the odd time, but he like, crossed the road and went down this wee thing into, like, a wee park. And I just remember walking back up. It was me and Dave and this guy. Just it was, like, something in a movie, you know, like someone trying to be a badass in a movie, and you're like, oh, fucking smack the shit out of you. You know that you would see a movie bully?
Yeah.
And you're like, if that was real life, they'd get the fuck out of you. Similar. This guy pulls up, and he's like, pulls in front of me on his bike. He's like, the fuck's, where are these bikes from and all? Where the fuck are you from?
Uh-huh.
And we're like, doesn't matter. And he was giving me shit.
And Hang on. So in the middle of Larne, this guy pulled up on a bike and goes, where are you boys from?
Not the middle of Larne, like slightly outside.
It sounds very like Boys in the Hood type
That's exactly what it was like. But he was a wee fat kid from Larne.
What part of the East Side are you coming from?
Where are you from, boy? And I remember I just shoved him off. He was on, you can't threaten someone when you're like straddling a bike.
Yeah.
So I just pushed him and he fell over on the bike. Like, bang. And then he got up and he was like slavering. And he sort of like, I was walking away basically. And I think he tried to push me and then from behind. And I gave him a fucking like spinning back fist. And it hit him and he didn't drop him.
So
literally like swung right like fucking
and that was
like
the end of it?
Like you'd see in the UFC now like a spinning back fist. Yeah. It just went whoop bang and I hit him and he fucking fell over.
And that was the end of it. He just got up, got his bike and fucked off.
Yeah, he didn't say too much after that. But
how old were you when this happened?
I think it was about 14.
14?
I wasn't like really. I was definitely a teenager like.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like super. Like,
well, that's when if you're gonna get into a fight, probably that's when it's gonna happen. Like,
yeah,
if you get into a fight at this age, like,
but you can sort of get into a fight then.
Pretty sus.
You know, you could still have a full scrap and no one really gets hurt because you're just a small teenager. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fighting at like over 18 is pretty fucking stupid because it's so easy to fuck someone up for life.
Yeah,
in a fight, two people that are just sloppy and just
more than just glided past with a giant fucking pint of red wine there. Respect. Where'd I put that phone? Alright, let me get another question. Yeah, fuck, I love the sport of fighting, but see, watching like violence and
oh yeah, I'm the same.
It makes me fucking sick, like. I also don't know how people could like have the energy when they've spent their whole night getting dressed up and buying drinks and all that they then want to have a fight.
Yeah.
Fucking sort your life out, like.
Do you know what I was thinking about though? See that whole like Garland Botanic, that like fight, and like it was caught on film, and like the fucking the legal ramifications of it came in already.
Yes.
Do you ever see like World Star Hip Hop? And there's like 8-minute videos of guys getting knocked the fuck out and stuff.
Oh yeah, like, it's all brutal. It's like, so brutal. Like,
well done Belfast, because like that was like the first time I'd ever seen like a video of someone scrapping in Northern Ireland ever. I'm sure there's piles of one.
I've seen some rough. I've seen some rough shit. I was actually talking about this like not that long ago, but there was. I remember seeing a video and it was from a nightclub in Derry where some minor tussle happened, and this guy just straight away picked up a pint glass and hit the guy in the back of the head.
So scummy.
But like, it looked he definitely cut the fuck out of his own hand.
Yeah.
He went and pushed it in like that.
Oh fuck!
But I was like, just that fucking like. That was his go-to without thinking.
That's your reaction off top.
Hair trigger, fucking bang. That.
Yeah, that's piece of shit. Like.
Piece of shit, scumbag cunt. Here's a question for you, right?
Oh, God.
Top 5 rappers of all time.
Oh, that's a great fucking question. You sent that in?
James Mack, 14.
I like that.
Jesus, I might need a pen.
Top 5 rappers of all time. Well, obviously, number one, I'm putting Tyler, the Creator. And people, I can already hear people going, what the fuck? But, like, as, like, our overall package, that's my dude. Number two.
We're not talking favorite, we're talking best here.
Yeah. Oh, right, well, hang on, right. Let me think.
G could you muster up a best and favorite?
Yeah, well, right. Look, let's do a list that doesn't include Tyler, right? Because he's coming up on number one on that shit, right?
Because you're an absolute
fanboy,
dick rider, pathetic fanboy.
Right. Well,
are we gonna go favorite or best?
Best. Let's do best.
Best rappers of all time.
Right. Now, this is where we're gonna annoy people, because in mine it definitely doesn't include Tupac.
No, me neither.
And Biggie might just about slide into it. I don't have much time for either of those two dudes. And it's not even because it was before my time. It's just I listen to it now and I'm like, yeah, but like, there's... Like, see the way hip-hop in the 90s was so...
I don't know. There's still some... There's still a few Biggie ones where you're like, god damn.
But like, hip-hop now is so... It's the biggest it's ever been.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like, people love the shit in it now. Like, older dudes who listen to the 90s and stuff, hip-hop. But like, hip-hop back then didn't even have a Kanye West. Do you know what I mean? Like... And this will annoy so many people, but like, it didn't even have a Kanye West, like a real fucking visionary who shook everything up, because it was Kanye.
But that's because all the rap was gangster rap.
Yeah.
So like, the Kanye of his day was like Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking producer, rapper, but you have to fucking still pretend you're hard back in the day, because yeah, it was all gangster rap.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not running around with a backpack and a fucking braces on.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, he shook up the whole thing, basically. And then... Because gangster rap was like a thing where it was like, what the fuck is this? And then I think the kind of death of it was when 50 Cent and Kanye were like head-to-head for number one album. And Kanye won by a fucking landslide. And then people were like, are sick of this fucking, like, hood-type music.
I don't really like 50 Cent at all, really.
Nah.
So who's, give me your best rappers, top five rappers.
Right, my current favorite rapper is Vince Staples. Vince Staples, I don't even know if this is like top five, but this would be my five favorite. Vince Staples, Andre 3000. Fuck, this is a great question, because I actually have to think about it so hard. Who throw in two of yours there? Well, I think I want to treat this question with the respect it deserves.
I do think favorite and best are two different categories.
Yeah,
because if you were talking like literally like technique and everything,
yeah,
best you'd have to be like your fucking even like Eminem and people like that, yeah, like ridiculous, yeah, lyricists.
Right, actually, let's switch it up. Let's do favorites.
But then there's one, you know, like Nas, and you know,
yeah,
I would say Jay-Z would be in both my lists.
Yeah, same.
Best and one of my favorites. Yeah, because he's still like, still to this day, what age is he now? He features on a song or something, and you're like, well, that's his song now.
Yeah, he makes everybody else look silly.
Yeah, like everyone's fucking blah, you know, blah, blah, going through the motions, and then it's like, get to the fucking Jay-Z bit, will you?
Yeah.
Remember that Wake Up song, Missy Elliott? It was such a fucking brushed under the carpet fucking,
yeah. Yeah, didn't song. Get anything hardly, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or the fucking verse he did on that. We hear this. See, at the time, this blew my fucking cock right off. Well, we'll talk about... Who else have you got for this list?
I'm going to switch it up and do favorites. So favorites, I'm gonna say.
So you got Vince Staples, Andre 3000.
Andre 3000.
300. I have that.
300. Tyler the Creator, Travis Scott, and then Kanye and Jay. And that's my favorites.
Who were the last two there? Sorry.
Jay and Kanye West.
That's six, but sure. You see, Travis Scott, I don't know, he's got amazing songs.
Yeah.
But he's not a standout, like, I wouldn't be like, he's fucking lethal at rapping. He's got class songs.
Well, not even, but his production is unlike anyone else's right now.
Yeah.
And he took what Kanye did with 808s, and he's made it so much better. It's real dark fucking, it's class, I love
Explain
it.
To me what an 808 is.
808s and Heartbreaks, the album by Kanye. I know, like, an actual 808 is, like...
The beat?
Yeah.
The electronic fucking kick?
But like his, that's the shake up I'm on about from Kanye, where he took that whole kind of weird, like, it was almost like very
weird beats and like eccentric fucking production. And now everyone does it. Everyone's doing that kind of stuff now.
Fuck me. Who are my favourites?
This is a great question.
I know, it's going to kill me. See, mine would probably... Oh my god, it's so tough.
Fuck, I forgot Skepta. Skepta would definitely be mine.
I was trying to think of some Brit ones too.
Yeah, Skepta is fucking... But then, obviously, but then, like, you got the whole grime against hip-hop thing.
Yeah, Dizzy.
Yeah, Dizzy's a fucking...
See, I love the fuck... I love, like, the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
They're fucking...
Yeah.
Pretty serious. Like,
everyone loves the Beastie Boys.
They got, like, the first fucking... What was it? Five mics in the source?
Yeah.
Bunch of white boys. Beasties. Are we going favourites?
Yeah, do favourites. It's easier.
Jay-Z has to be in there.
Yeah.
I like Nas, but he wouldn't... It's not really my style.
No.
I like a lot of songs, but it's not my favourite of all time. Action Bronson. Do you know what? I know that seems weird, but I could literally listen to him rap over a loop of his own shits hitting the toilet. Like,
he's a new album out in June, too.
I could listen to it all fucking day. Like,
yeah.
A lot of white boys in this.
two more. Who you got?
Christ. It's tough.
It is tough. Yeah, your favorite anything's a fucking difficult thing to process. Especially like
I'm trying to think of people who like I've listened to, you know, like the most of their work, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like you could be like, I fucking love two Travis Scott songs.
Yeah. Well, I have my own interesting question for you after
but
this.
But I don't listen to like his whole fucking thing. I'm trying to figure out people who have got like their holes, all their shit.
Yeah, an album you listen to front to back you really like.
Oh my god. I can't even fucking think. You see, I'm scared. I'm putting a lot of white people in here. I'm a big fan of Mac Miller. Jesus Christ. Who else have I...
Schoolboy Q?
Big fan of Schoolboy Q, but again...
You don't know all his shit?
I've listened to a lot of it, but there's just... There's maybe about six songs that I love that actually sound a lot different than most of the stuff he does.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's just I like those songs or I actually like him.
Yeah.
I do like him, but it wouldn't be one of my favourites of all time. Like, but then you get people like... You know... Go through a load of Mos Def songs and stuff. If you're talking like best rappers ever, like he can rap like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was your next question? This is killing me.
I was gonna say, have you got three albums that you like front to back?
Rap, just
like anything at all. Like there's no filler track on it.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, what's like three that stand out to you?
The best one of all is Songs for the Deaf, Queens of Stone Age, Lethal Album. Jesus Christ. See, I feel like I need to look at all my shit now. This is killing me. Fuck yeah.
I love talking about music. Shout out to the person that sent this question.
Now, I know now you've just spiraled. My computer's fucked now. It won't do anything. Give me yours. I'm trying to think.
Bastard, Tyler, the Creator, number one. Number two, Rodeo by Travis Scott. I think where you are when you hear an album has a lot to do with how you perceive it. I was literally coming into LA first time, and then I heard that album because it just came out that day, and I downloaded it and listened to it in the airport all night, and then like it was the first thing I had in my eardrums when I walked into LA, and I don't know, that album, I really like it, and there's no like real filler tracks in it. And then the third album for me that my favorite is Blonde by Frank Ocean.
Really?
Yeah, it's an incredible album.
It's an incredible album.
Sorry, I said that in a yawn. I said it so hipster when I yawned.
It's an incredible album.
It's an incredible album, guys.
The Black Keys. Thick Freakness is a fucking... Dre 2001.
Oh, fucking great album. Great album. Not as good as the Chronic though for me, but I think it's a great album. I fucking love the Chronic.
I don't know. That's debatable. What other shit? I'm just going through this shit like fucking trying to pick up something that I fucking forgot about. You nearly do. You just need all your music in front of you.
Yeah.
Here.
That's why I love ABBA music.
Yeezus.
Yeah.
That's a fucking album.
It's a great album.
Tore
through so that. Many people shitting that album as well.
It's lethal. It's fucking. It's class. It's fucking genius.
See the ignorance of that intro track?
On site?
Yeah.
Fuck it. That's my favorite song on it.
It's class.
Put my dick in your mouth. Yeah. Let's see if this is going to play. You fucking ho. Come on. Look, my computer's just froze. What is that?
It's just the fucking Dungannon internet.
It's not even the internet. It's like physically broken. Piece of shit. Well, guys, guess we have no outro chain. it's been great fucking having you. Let's get that. Well, shout out that dude who just fucked us up for life.
Yeah. We started a 2-hour fucking just music review podcast.
Yeah, me and Aaron are going to literally fall out. Fist fight. Fist fight to death. Why the fuck won't that play? You piece of shit. You absolute piece of shit.
The only way I could have had us fall out there if I had said top 5 rappers of all time and put Little Yachty on it.
I'd have fucking stabbed you.
But you knew that. You would have known I'd been fucking with you if I had done that.
Best of all time. Big hitters. Who are we talking?
Oh, so we're talking best rappers now?
Yeah, like ones where you'd be like...
You can't argue?
Yeah, you'd just be like, the technique is fucking mental.
Right, let me think. Right, from my perspective, Jay is 100% on that list. Probably Nas. Probably, although it's not my thing, Biggie. Who else? See, I don't know if Kanye gets on this list because it's like he's not that great of a natural rapper. Like, he's not mad lyrical or anything.
But he's a
fucking genius.
But like, there's a lot of fucking, you know, most of the Biggie songs you listen to, like, do you know when people do that Five Fingers of Death?
Yeah.
And they just play a good freestyle beat.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's always like, who shot you? That.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't like big club bangers. They were like real fucking just hip hop tracks, or yeah, most of his songs. But that's where like modern day shit, you're kind of confusing it, where it's like, you know, you might get like a Kanye West fucking All of the Lights or something. It's this big fucking tune.
Yeah.
Is the rapping that good? The lyrics are good, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The actual.
But people dig too deep into it too. Like, some people like shit on music because it's not that lyrical, but. You know, music's supposed to be fun for the most part.
look at this computer. It literally is
shit itself.
Possessed by the fucking devil. let me get this last question up in this motherfucker. I'm surprised there hasn't been more flood in here. What do you hate about the country?
Oh fuck, here we go.
All I wanted was to be able to play a motherfucking, what do you call it, song before we got out of here.
What do you hear about the country? How long have you lived out here now?
Probably about a year and a half. But do you know what I don't like? The fucking, like, just in your fucking business type vibe.
Yeah.
You think you would get left alone.
No, you don't. But it's because
everyone's a bit fucking nosier and like, here, what are you doing different?
Yeah.
You know, or someone, you know.
Oh, yeah, you can't get away with that shit in Belfast.
What was that fella? He's just by American, is he? Because I'm wearing a fucking hat in a bar. And he's wearing a Nike t-shirt that says State of Oregon or something on it. I was like, are you American, you fucking stupid cunt? Fucking dickhead. Guy's blocked as fuck. My wife hates me. Live from the United States. Brooklyn, New York. It's your boy. Yo. Like, without a doubt, the most famous, like, fucking Indian track.
Oh, yeah.
came to see the mommies in the spot. On the count of three, drop your body like it's hot. One, young, two, you. One, two, three, young hoser. Snake charmer, move your body like a snake mama. Make me wanna put the snake on ya. I'm on my eighth summer, still hot. Young's the eighth wonder. All I do is
Jay is the best, like, bragger rapper of all time. Like, no one, talks about what he's got like him.
Like, he literally, the biggest fucking cunts in the world, he owns them.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
It's unbelievable.
But it's fucking, like, it's just...
That's something I hate too, is when people are like, you know, I don't like how they talk about how much money they have and shit, and all that there.
But that's what rap is.
And it's like, does that not motivate you so much, like, hearing him talk about the fucking cars and houses he owns and shit? I don't know. I love listening to Jay-Z talk shit.
Do you remember that? Was it Drake? One of Drake's first fucking appearances with him? And that song is called Off That. From the Blueprint 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, he goes through all the shit that people rap about in their songs.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, that was like last year
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
All the watch brands and the flying fucking private and all. Yeah. He's just like, yeah, I've been doing that for years, you fucking silly bitch.
Or even in that song, Otis with Kanye, first thing he says, just
I invented the swag.
That's fucking so badass. Like,
I could have fucking, what did I just play there? I literally could have just turned that song off after that.
It's class.
I invented swag. All right, bye. I'll see you later. What have I done? Look, my computer is froze. I'm gonna have to bend this. Piece of shit. Now,
fuck was that?
I've no fucking idea. let me see if I have fucking Soundgarden in this or somebody on this phone. I probably don't though. I'm scared. I can't believe he's dead as shit.
Yeah, that actually did shock me. Like,
I'm gonna look for this. Hold on.
Do you have Spotify now? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, sort yourself out and get Spotify or Apple Music or something.
What is Apple Music?
It's exact same as Spotify.
Is it like Netflix? Do you just pay a certain amount and you get everything?
Yeah. Like all the music of all time. Everything's on it.
How much do you pay a month?
£10 a month.
You're fucking joking me.
Yeah, I pay £5 because I'm a student. I'm going to be raging when that runs out actually too.
I'm bound to have...
And everyone's got a radio station on it as well. Like Drake had like OVO Sound Radio. And it's him presenting his own show. It's fucking class.
Is it good or is it terrible?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's fucking great. Pharrell's show's really good. It's great. Zane Lowe. That's a guy who knows his shit.
I know. He got made fun of a fair bit, Zane Lowe, but he is a bit of a genius.
Why?
Just because he's a bit of a knob. Like, and he would talk over tracks and just, you know, like overly know everything about songs.
Yeah.
Did it and he retired when he was fucking something. You know, just knew too much. Oh fuck, let's get out of here, right, because I'm going to piss. When's your show in the Ulster? Never. When's your show in Mandelho?
30th of November.
30th of November, tickets on sale?
Tickets on sale in 2 weeks.
Right. Mine are already on sale
mm-hmm.
for the Ulster Hall for the 16th of December, buy it for a Christmas present. Yeah, do it.
Support local comedy.
Nah, don't say that. We're not local comedy. We're just comedy.
Yes! Yes.
I hate that shit.
I like
local
that.
Comedian Colin Gillis was on fucking Cool FM today. Really? Because fucking most of your staff near licked this local fucking comedian's asshole. Presenters coming in like, I love what you do. And I didn't even know who the fucking cum was. He has a show on after the show I was on. And then they were talking about it after, like, he's like, the only thing he gets excited about, Star Wars, Michael Jackson. And now fucking Barry the Blender, he near came in his pants.
Star Wars, Michael Jackson.
Fuck local comedy. Let's go kill ourselves. So that's terrible.
So bad.
Rest in peace, Chris Cornell. And shout out to Begley, who was the biggest fangirl of all time. Right, I'm out of here. See you later. Oh, gotta pay some more.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.